With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The gunman who fired shots inside a Midtown Manhattan skyscraper Monday is identified as 27-year-old Shane Tamura from Las Vegas. New York City Mayor Eric Adams gives more information on the police officer killed in that shooting.
He served in the 47th precinct. He was just 36 years old and a 3.5-year veteran of the department. He was doing what he does best.
Authorities identify the Delta co-pilot who was arrested at SFO over the weekend as Rustam Bagwagar. The Contra Costa Sheriff's Department said it was investigating the 34-year-old since April for sex crimes against a child under the age of 10. He's jailed on sex assault charges. He's being held on $5 million bail. Lawyers are trying to obtain a temporary restraining order against an illegal immigration detention center in the Florida Everglades. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says it's part of the state's aggressive push to support the crackdown on illegal immigration.
This was basically just an airport there, and within record time, they've built this, and now you've had hundreds of illegal aliens that have been flown out of there for deport. So that is underway. We hope that the cadence picks up.
They all have criminal records as well. Democrat senator sending signals he may be planning a run for the White House.
Arizona Democrat Ruben Gallego has booked a trip to New Hampshire for late August to attend the Politics and Eggs event at St. Anselm College. The event was founded in 1995 to give New Hampshire and New England business leaders a chance to meet major party presidential candidates. He'll also campaign for New Hampshire Congressman Chris Pappas, who's running to replace the retiring Senator Gene Shaheen in 2026. Wagner reporting.
This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Oregon, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the state cannot require a Christian woman to accept LGBT ideology in order to be allowed to adopt a child. In order to apply to the Oregon Adoption Agency, an individual must promise to help the potential adopted child live as the opposite sex if he or she wishes. A three-judge panel of the court found that the state was violating the woman's First Amendment right to freedom of religious expression. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Italy's constitutional court has ruled the non-biological mother in a same-sex union is entitled to paternity leave, equating her role with that of the father, and therefore entitled to bonding time with the newborn. The court found that a decree on paternal leave is unconstitutional because it does not recognize non-biological mothers in lesbian civil unions. This is SRN News. Markets started the week with a whisper.
Stocks coasted to a quiet finish on Wall Street Monday. The S&P 500 rose less than 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3% to its own record. Stocks were steady after the United States and European Union agreed on the framework for a trade deal. The upcoming week is full of potential flashpoints that could shake markets. They include big tech profits from Apple and Amazon. Also, the Federal Reserve will make its latest decision on interest rates. Damian Troyusi, New York.
Several new studies being presented at the Alzheimer's International Conference in Toronto this week deal with reducing the risk of developing the brain disorder. One study conducted over 10 years shows people in their 70s who walk daily can reduce the risk of cognitive decline. Another major study demonstrates the importance of healthy activities like good nutrition and socializing. More at SRNnews.com.